So, first thing, I've been on vacation. I believe today is the 30th of April. We're starting off, it looks like, with you, huh? All right. And who are you?
Good morning, Chair Bernard, Commissioners. This is Greg Geist, Director of WES. Kevin, can you pull up my...
You want me to start?
Yes.
Hopefully you've had a chance to look through the materials. I think today is a happy occasion. We have an opportunity to partner with a couple of our member cities and do some good for the community through the potential establishment of a good neighbor fund for the cities of Oregon City and Gladstone. Very similar to the fund that we set up for the city of Milwaukee that's done a lot of good work on their waterfront. I'll get more into that. The purpose of the meeting today is to vet this idea and the details with you folks. Is to vet this project and this idea with you folks, and also we've tentatively planned a joint meeting with the Oregon City Commission, Gladstone City Council, and this body to have a discussion, if the board desires, to further, to ultimately propose adoption of this agreement. So, just basic background on WES, we're about the environment, we've got social, we've got economic concerns. This is kind of
Greg, more on the social. I got to interrupt you. How much time are you going to be?
Oh, 10 minutes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You can wait 10.
Yeah, I'll go fast. This is our service area. What we're really talking about is zone 1 and 2, and the wholesale sewer rates being contributed some amount to a good neighbor fund for the cities of Gladstone and Oregon City. And a little bit of history on the Kellogg project. We have a good neighbor committee there. It was established in 2012 as part of a larger rate agreement that we made with the city after a lot of tumultuous times. That is a dollar per EDU, essentially a dollar per household per month, that is dedicated to that good neighbor fund. There's a citizen committee that meets monthly to discuss and make recommendations for how those funds are spent. A big chunk of that money is going, it's about $11,000 a month, it's going towards debt service for the Milwaukee Bay Park. And we've done a bunch of other community projects, benches, pathways, lighting, landscaping with that money. And we think it's a good thing to do. So we approached the cities of Gladstone and Oregon City about 6 months ago and said, hey, we have this idea. We did make some changes to what we're proposing for this good neighbor fund. It's going to be essentially a dollar per EDU per month as well, split proportionally between the cities of Gladstone and Oregon City. The Kellogg geographic area that the funds can be spent on is 200 yards from the border of the plant. And so we in discussions with Oregon City and Gladstone, they were saying, well, you know, we have, you know, transportation and park planning projects. It's all about connectivity. And so let's how about we expand the borders? And so that's what we did. Essentially, this would cover from High Rocks on the Clackamas all the way out to Meldrum Bar and then to 205 in Oregon City. So a pretty good geographic area that these funds could be spent on. And we're talking about $250,000 per year, and that would be split 80-20, 80% to Oregon City, 20% to Gladstone. And rather than having a citizen committee that meets monthly and requires a fair amount of care and feeding, what we decided to propose is that we have a kind of a suite of projects that these funds can be used for: recreational improvements, fish and wildlife, public education. So if the board desires, we would move forward. Here's some project examples: trails, riverbank stabilization, trolley bridge replacement. So here's the details. Essentially, they manage their own project list in keeping with the principles that are in the agreement as far as what types of projects can be expended, the money can be expended upon. There's a provision to ensure public involvement. So while we don't have a monthly meeting of a citizen committee, whether it's a transportation or a parks plan or whatever kind of project they would be proposing, there would be a citizen involvement process with that. They would provide an annual written report to WES saying here's how we spent the funds, and then we would have a shared branding and signage. So in that geographic area, if we put in a pathway or we do some habitat restoration, we would have WES and city signage on it and to demonstrate the partnership. So what I'm asking the board today is if they're interested in proceeding with a conversation on May 21st with the Oregon City Commission and Gladstone City Council, and ultimately discuss adopting, mutually adopting this Good Neighbor Agreement.
This is great. This is something that probably talked about when we were looking at a bunch of sewer issues a number of years ago. So it's great. So yeah, state your motion.
Second.
Okay, now I got to find it. Got to read it. Put option A. Okay.
Option one.
It's been moved and seconded to proceed and direct staff to bring the IGA forward for discussion at the joint governing body meeting on May 21st. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Hearing none, motion carries unanimously. Good job.
Thank you.
So another item on the agenda is a